plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
So good at that.
I know. I've been practicing in the mirror.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see you doing that.
Thank
actually.
You. Welcome to your magical Wednesday. This is the Sit to Spell show with your host, Miss Ravishing Licious Lisa Lee, and the most amazing, I don't like saying that T word, it makes me feel naughty, enticing,
titillating.
Teresa Savina and me, Ashley, welcome to your Wednesday.
Ashley Angel Face.
Time. Wednesday, February 27th.
Oh.
What happened in February?
I don't know.
It went so fast.
It snowed. I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah, me too. So, T.
T, what?
What you been up to, honey?
Well, honey, I've been playing investigative reporter at the hospital. That's what I've been doing. Spent the last 3 days there.
And why were you there? Were there ghosts?
Well, no. Well, I don't know about the ghosts, but I was picking up on everything today because I got quite depressed and weepy today. And I think I was just picking up on everybody else around me. And yeah. So, I can't remember what day it was, but I think it was Sunday I went in. But prior to that, 4 days prior to that, I was having extremely tight chest, like an elephant was sitting on me. And I was having a pain in my left arm, and it was going down into my left arm and all this good stuff. And I took my inhaler, and it wasn't getting better with an inhaler, and it just kind of progressively got worse. And you know me, I just wait to the last friggin minute.
Yes, you do.
And so Sunday night I had Vinny bring me to the ER, and I got hooked up, baby. Had cute doctors. I had a little kid's room, the lucky number 11 room, might add. Okay. There's zebras, there's giraffes and elephants and everything, and monkeys painted all over the walls. And I was like so happy. And I had this nurse who was like very obviously about ready to pop. And so they came in and talked to me, and they were kind of concerned, you know, so they gave me a nitroglycerin. And that tended to get rid of this tightness in my chest. So that gave them concern that it could possibly be heart related. And then heart disease runs in my family. And in my early 30s, I had had congestive heart failure when I had my daughter from complications, all that crap. So they had me hooked up to the nice EKG machine. And let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever had an EKG.
No.
The tape.
Just kidding.
They put tape everywhere on you. You know, they're moving under the mounds, they're sticking little tape things everywhere, and they're hooking me up. And I'm,
Sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm just.
you can laugh, honey. It was funny. So, you know, I had the girls exposed, and the guy is sitting there, he's trying to do the EKG, and it's not working right. And he can't figure it out. And I'm going, yeah, it's a full moon, and it's Mercury retrograde. Okay, yeah, all right.
Oh, crap. I didn't even think about
You
that.
know why this thing's not working. And he kept going for one of the leads on there was loose, and I'm going, well, maybe you need to replace it and use some alcohol on my skin, because I was just in a drenched with sweat. And he did that, and he finally did get it going, and it looked fine, I guess. I don't know. And then they proceeded to bring out the big needle,
Ew.
and it was probably a good 2-inch long needle they grabbed. And she was going, oh, we're just gonna put this IV in. And they put it in the bend of your elbow, that part of your arm.
No. Oh.
And normally, you know, getting injected with a needle does not bother me, but that hurt like mofo.
Oh.
So that was where they put my lovely IV. And then they all decided, well, I think we're gonna admit you. And I'm going, okay, I'm not gonna argue with you. At this point, I'm not arguing. So I sent, you know, Vinny on a magical mystery tour, and I said, you must get me a fan. I cannot be in a hospital room without a fan. So he begrudgingly went out to get a fan, and he was kind of iffy on that. And I had him come home and get that little notebook that you'd loaned me, so I could be online while I'm in the hospital. And
Did everybody laugh at your little pink notebook?
actually, they all loved it
Oh.
and thought it was an awesome idea, which was fun because I got to post all sorts of things. And so then he comes back, and he really didn't want to leave because, you know, he's thinking I'm going to drop dead right there, and he'll miss it, the fun and excitement of me dropping dead. But alas, I was not dead. I was not dead. I'm too stubborn to die. So they get me into my room, and amazing, I get the luckiest room number in the world, 11.
Yay.
11. Well, it's 111, but if you reverse it, it's 1111. Either way you look at it. And I was in room 11 in the ER. So that, you know, that's got to be some good things going on there.
Definitely.
And so set me up, and he's just sitting there across the room looking like a lost puppy, and they're shooting me all full of stuff. And then they moved my IV to a nicer place. And that was in my hand, and that also was a huge needle. They determined that they needed that, and then they just started drawing blood and hooking me up to one of those Holter monitor things. You know, it's a box that you put in your pocket, and it's got leads all over you. So yeah, I had to wear that. And I was scheduled in the morning to get the cardiac stress test. And I don't know if you've probably never had one, but they're most exciting. The first time I had had one, probably about 4 years ago, they have you on a treadmill, you know? And if you can't quite do the treadmill to the amount of time that they want you on it and stuff, then they do this injection. And at that time with my asthma, there was no way I could do the I wasn't going as fast as they wanted. So they gave me the injection, and it's this medication that fools your heart into thinking you're having a heart attack.
Whoa, what?
So the first time I had that, they injected that stuff, and I thought I was going to die right there.
Oh my God.
So that's what I was expecting when they did me on Tuesday, Saturday, Monday. But I was on the treadmill, and then I was walking slowly on it, and they injected it with me with it, and it wasn't the same experience as the last time. I didn't feel like somebody was stabbing me in the chest with a crowbar.
Oh my God.
This time, but I did get sick to my stomach, so I sat down and stuff. And then the nice little man who works in nuclear med, and I love him because he's funny, and he was born with three nipples, I was to find out. Yes, hold on one second. I have to call. And how we got onto the discussion of how many nipples he was born with.
Yeah, I want to know this.
Do you mind if I put the tabs on? You know, he's a man. He has to ask if he, you know, can touch the girls and move things about. I go, I don't care. I says, if you see anything there you're not familiar with, just let me know.
Of course you do.
He started chuckling, and he goes, oh, well, I've seen a lot of things. I was born with three nipples. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. So that's how we got that information out. And so then he injected me with the really fun radioactive nucleotides and shot me up with glow-in-the-dark med. And then I had to wait 45 minutes before they stuck me in that machine. So luckily they fed me while I was sitting there because I was hungry. But then all of a sudden this girl comes out and goes, oh, well, I'm going to take you in here and do a cardiac echo on you. I'm going, oh, okay, I've ate. That's fine. So I go in there and they inject me with something else. And I'm like, what the heck is this stuff? And I don't know what exactly it was, but basically it was like some kind of fat that is encasing oxygen bubbles.
Huh.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, you're going to put an oxygen bubble in my heart and cause me to have a heart attack. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm sitting there and I'm all exposed while she's running around my lady friends with this ultrasound machine. And I laid there for about 40 minutes. And then I went into the next room with three nipples and laid on his table for 20 minutes. And then he made me flip over like a pizza or, you know, like a hamburger. Just over on my belly and put me under again for 10 more minutes. And that was that day's stress test. And then I got to go back and eat, which was nice because they had me NPO overnight. So it was like I was really hungry by then. And then I find out when I order my meal that they have evilly called to the kitchen and told them that they were putting me on not only the diabetic diet, but the cardiac diet. And I'm going, okay, well, no problem. And my meal comes up, and I look at it, and I'm going, alrighty. I mean, the portions were about the size of a large bar of soap, shall we say. I had the meatloaf, and I had a salad, and I had, baked potato, and they would not give me butter. They gave me margarine, and you know how I feel about margarine because that crap's toxic.
Oh, no.
The worst thing for you is margarine. But of course,
is it really the worst thing for you is margarine?
Yes, it is.
No, yes, it is not.
Yes, it is. I
Puff
will
McGee.
Send you links, girl, and you can read.
Okay. All right.
It's horrible.
Okay.
For you. And so then, you know, the next day, or today, actually, was the day that I was, last night, Tyler came out to visit me. And that's Shelly's son. And, of course, I couldn't smoke while I was in the hospital. So,
woo-hoo!
And he kindly, he called and he goes, can I bring you something? And I says, well, bring me some, you know, some little hard peppermint candies so I can suck on because I can't smoke. And he comes wandering in with two large family-sized bags of hard candy. One was Lifesavers and the other was Werther's. And I'm going, well, that's overkill, but thank you. Yes, said the diabetic with lots of sugar in front of her.
Oh God, I didn't think
Oh.
about that. God, seriously?
Yeah, I'm diabetic, girl.
Oh Lord.
And so then this morning I woke up and I was by this time I'm getting really cranky because I gotta tell you why I'm getting cranky. So, Monday night, all of a sudden this nurse who's discharge advocate or whatever, she comes in to talk to us. And Vince is here with me, you know. And all of a sudden she's rambling on and she goes, oh, and do you know what your diagnosis is? And I go, no, I haven't been told yet. And she goes, oh, well, you have heart failure.
Oh God.
And I'm looking at her and I'm going, okay, I have heart failure. Wonderful. And Vince's face hit the floor and he's crumbling. And she's just looking at me with the really concerned eyes. And I go, well, I knew my time was coming. And I've been saying it for months. My time is short. My time is short. And she's looking at me like I'm nuts. And I'm going, I'm not afraid of death. If I'm going, I'm going. And so then she had gone on her merry way after she handed me all this these reading materials on heart failure and what you can expect, what you can do, you know, blah blah blah. So, and this was all based on the fact that when I was 30, I had had congestive heart failure. Okay? So they're thinking, oh, she's got it now. At least this woman was. So then the cute little Indian doctor came in and he was Currylicious and
I
he's
love
talking
me an Indian man.
and he's looking at me and he's going, oh, have you gotten the lecture on smoking? And I looked at him and I go, I've had those lectures longer than you've been born, because he was very young. He couldn't have been more than 38.
So extra yummy.
Extra yummy with nice firm soft skin. And
Ooh.
so then as he's leaving, I go, so is this diagnosis I received from this nurse accurate? I go, she told me I have heart failure. And he looked at me and he had that kind of look in his eye, like, why did she tell you that? And so he's going, well, not officially, you don't. He goes, but because you had that in your past, we have to look into that and blah blah blah. And so we're just going to give you those materials for you to look over and stuff. And I'm going, okay. And Vince is slightly perking up. So yeah, that was the fun thing. So I'm on Facebook going, oh, hey guys, I have heart failure, blah blah blah. It's not official, but I got it. And so the next morning, I did my second under the table with three nipples and came back to the ward. And I don't know why, other than I was picking up on other patients on that ward, but I was crying and weepy and getting really agitated. And I'm a really nice patient, and nurses were getting on my nerves. And so my nurse came in and I go, I need to go outside. And she looked at me and she goes, well, I don't think we're going to be able to let you do that. And I looked at her and I go, I don't think you have a choice in the matter. And Vinny was there. And when she did her little things that she needed to do, I tore off my halter monitor and tossed it on the bed, and I got my boots on, and I got my sexy, you know, hospital jammies, very styling. And I got my winter coat on, and I grabbed the car keys, and I went out to the car, and I got my cigarettes out of the trunk, and I got a $20 bill, and I had like five puffs. And I'll tell you, I was really lightheaded. I wasn't about to tell the nurse that I got really lightheaded, but I only had five, and then I put it out, and I went back in, and as you're walking in, they've got all these nice rocks, you know, and I'm thinking, God, I need to take one of those rocks in with me. But then I'm thinking, oh no, they'll think I'm a terrorist, and you know, then I'll get put to the ground. So I stopped in the gift shop, and I bought a few little rocks. They're actually sea glass. And then I went back to my room and got all my stuff off, and we ordered our dinner. And the doctor came in, the cute little Indian one. The cute Indian doctor come back in, and he had that grin on his face because he knew I took off. And I looked at him, I go, "Well, you already know I've had five puffs, so I don't have
You're the
to."
only one that I know that can break out of hospitals and not get in trouble.
Well, at least I didn't have my red socks on. When I was originally in there, they gave me red hospital socks. Now, I need to tell you of this conspiracy theory going on here, and this is confirmed. This is confirmed. The colors that they give you as socks mean things. And I thought, oh, I've got these lovely red socks, la 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 la. And the next day when they tell me I could get up and wander around, they but we got to change your socks. And I go, why? They're perfectly fine. And they go, yeah, but red socks mean she's a faller. Oh, so if I would have been walking down that hall and somebody had seen red socks on my feet, I would have been tackled and thrown into a wheelchair. Yeah. So if you're getting different color socks, you need to ask why. Then
That's
at
funny.
the
Smart.
blue socks are you can walk wherever. The red socks are she's a faller, or the bitch can't stand. And I was That was another thing that kind of concerned me, because they had the bed set up that if I got off the bed, an alarm would go off. And I doing that.
I knew that you were a flight risk already.
No, that because, I'm having heart issues, and I'd get lightheaded, and they were giving me happy morphine. They didn't want me to fall on my face, you know. I'm going, ah, now I know what you people are doing. So yeah, that was it. And then he came in and kind of smiled and says, "Well, we really don't know what's causing it, but all your tests came back negative, and we're going to set you up and have the cardiologist follow you. He wants to follow you outside of the hospital, and we're just going to let you go." And I'm going, "Yes, I knew it." And so quicker than a oh. Well, you come up with your own analogy on that one, but quicker than fill in this blank, I was dressed and up and ready to leave.
Which
And
is, which I gotta say, Ashley and I did not think that we were gonna have you on the show tonight for you to be like, "All right, I'm ready." We're like, "What?"
I've been on the show in the hospital room. I had all plans to have Vinny come and bring my headset to the hospital.
Oh my God, that is dedication. Okay, listeners, you know she is dedicated to you guys because I don't know that I would have done that.
I would have done this show even if they were in the process of giving me an enema. I would have done it.
Oh,
Yet dedicated to you girls and our audience.
that is dedication, man. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
So that's quite the harrowing experience. I'm glad that you're okay.
Yeah. So I go see a cardiologist on the 5th, because I guess on the discharge thing they put, although these tests were negative, it doesn't 100% rule out anything cardiac, and there's other studies they want to do on you. And I'm thinking, oh, they want me as a guinea pig. So I'll be a guinea pig, and if anybody cares to know, I will share. I share all my embarrassing moments.
Yes, you do, and we love you for that.
Looking forward to the fifth.
I bet you are. But then I came home, and my dog, who's like anxiety ridden when I'm not around, I thought the two of them were going to going to come out of their skins. They were squealing so loud and jumping on me. And I found out that this, I can get like a little bag of candy, you know, and it'll last me for 6 months. And I had a bag of candy stashed. And I come in my room and I see the bag on the floor and I'm going, how the hell did he get in here? Well, Vince forgot to shut the gate on the door. And so Loki had probably consumed about 8 Hershey nuggets.
Aren't dogs allergic to chocolate?
Yeah, it's the dark chocolate that's the most harmful for them, but they really shouldn't eat any chocolate. So then I walked out into the living room and he must have felt guilty because he went under my art table and he comes running at me with something in his mouth and he's looking at me and he's wagging his tail. Here he's bringing me back one of the nuggets.
That's sweet.
And I'm going, you love me, don't you? And he said, oh, yeah. I love you, Mommy. Love you, Mommy. Please take this chocolate as an offering. Don't kill me.
That's very sweet.
That was my fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a blasty blast.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Cittaspell Show with your hosts, Teresa, Lisa, and Angel Face. I'm
oh,
just
my
kidding,
God.
Ashley.
Oh.
So we will be right back after this song.
We're
What?
back.
We're back. So, Ash, what did you do?
Okay, I just wanted to say welcome back because I didn't get to right there. But, so, on the weekend, me and my mother and my best friend, we went to the burlesque show.
And two of my friends.
And two of
it
my
was
mom's
girls'
friends.
Night out.
It was, and it was really girls' night out. Seriously.
Yeah, it really,
oh,
the girls were out.
Oh my gosh. So, A, they had a food truck there, and I was super pumped because I didn't eat dinner. So I go there, I order pretzel bites, delicious. Come to find out, guess what? They even had a veggie burger there. No food truck I've ever gone to has offered vegetarians another option. So I was like, wee! So I went there, I had veggie burgers, and I ate, and we had wine, and then we watched Tassels all night, and I mean really, Tassels all night.
I've got to say, that was so impressive. The ones that could make them go in opposite directions, that was wild.
Never in my life have I seen that.
No.
Talented. And the burlesque show represented all races, all different types of sizes, and they worked it. I loved it.
They did. And the, what do you call him?
MC?
MC, thank you. Was amazeballs.
She was amazing. Yes, she was in drag. And she also worked that stage beautifully. She even sang. Oh, loved it. So the next burlesque show, you all will be hearing about it, and you need to come because it was awesome.
I had never been to one, so I didn't know what to expect. And I didn't even actually, I know I'm sheltered, but I didn't even know what burlesque was. I'm sorry, I didn't. Ashley's giving me a look. What?
You didn't watch that movie?
No, I've never seen the movie. But I'm going to see it now. It was just so cool. And we were in the front row. And
could have had an injury from those tassels.
Oh, my God. Well, and there were VIP tables, too. And people, like the people that were watching the show, a lot of them were dressed up. There were all these funky, cool little hats and costumes. It was just so cool. And it raised money for the Mounds Theater. Oh, my God. Speaking of the Mounds Theater.
Beep, 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 beep. That's your new splash sound.
You're so cute. I just want to pet her.
And back to you, Lisa Lee.
Okay, so as we've been talking about for, what, a month? Maybe not even a month. I don't even know. The Mounds Theater had a Kickstarter program. It was a fundraising campaign through Kickstarter, and they needed to raise a total. They needed to raise a total of $5,000, and if they got that $5,000, then the city of St. Paul was going to match it with another five. Well, we've still got 18 days left on the campaign, and not only did we raise the money, we raised over $2,300 above and beyond.
Wow!
So, thank you.
Yes, thank you. That all that money goes to help the kids. So good job, listeners. I know that a lot of you guys are the ones that donated. So rock on, you guys. Thank you so much. You helped children. So
also, because we still have 18 days left, every single cent that we raise continues to go to charity. It's going to continue to help it so that we can have local community theaters come in and put shows on and everything. So thank you and keep it up. We are ecstatic.
So cool. And
strippers are coming too, right? Soon?
Yep,
male strippers. We've got drag shows. We got male strippers. In fact, I've got a drag show meeting tomorrow at 7.
Woo!
Which
I love me drag queens.
Oh yeah. And the same MC is gonna MC for our drag show too.
Oh.
And I can't wait for the male dancing auditions. Those will be fun.
What are those, right? Right?
What?
I get to go to those, right?
Well, yes, we need people to help us decide.
Yeah, it's a hard job, but I think I could handle it.
I know. Thank you. And I know that it's going to be just a struggle. Mm-hmm. So, Teresa, thank you in advance.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
What did your weekend consist of? Or what isn't there something coming up, I think?
For me?
Yeah.
Let me think. Oh, yeah, I leave for Hawaii tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh. Yep, 12 days in Maui and Oahu. And when we're in Maui, we have a 3-bedroom bungalow that normally goes for $2,800 per night. The stars go to that bungalow. I get to go to that bungalow. And so it's right on the beach. And then in Oahu, we are in at a resort that our room is on the beach as well. And we are doing two different kinds of snorkeling. One is with turtles.
What?
Oh, you didn't. I thought you knew that.
Oh, I'm so
I think someone should buy an underwater camera to bring with.
Amanda will probably will.
Yeah, I'm sure we've already got that covered. We're going whale watching. We are getting a VIP secret tour of Pearl Harbor by one of the gentlemen, or by the general, or somebody that's like high up. So we get to see stuff that nobody else gets to see, as well as the rest of the part of the tour. We're flying in a helicopter over volcanoes.
And is your dad flying the volcano or the volcano?
Yes,
Is
my dad is flying the volcano.
dad going to fly the volcano?
He's flying the helicopter because we have an in on that thing too. So we have connections. We have a pretty cool family. What else are we doing? A luau. Where I think that's where you eat poi, isn't it?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but I
Yes,
have.
it's icky. It is a root vegetable, and if you don't cook it well, it's like glass, shards of glass when you're eating it. So that's why they cook it and cook it and cook it. So it's like this glop of brown.
Okay, that doesn't sound delightful at
No, it
all.
doesn't. I pictured pineapple dreams going on.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Not poi.
Oh, and here's a little fun fact for you. So we also got upgraded to first class.
Yay! Oh God, I'm so jealous.
Toy to you.
First class on the way there and back. So champagne dreams and caviar wishes
Oh.
and a burger. No, I'm just kidding.
And also, she got SPF sunscreen. She's ready! Because I was most worried about that.
And I've been tanning.
Yeah.
Yeah, the SPF stuff that I got is children's kind, but it's also supposed to be for extra, extra. If you get wet, it's you're still covered. Because I don't want to be a lobster. I want
Yes.
to eat lobster, but I don't want to be one.
So because of that, we will not have a show next week.
Nope. Yeah, we will.
Oh, we will.
We will.
Oh, from Hawaii?
Yes.
She's doing it from Hawaii, girl.
Yep. And we are going to have some guests on, some guests that people already know and love. Sorry, I had to pause here for a second. My Attaware thing came on. So yeah, I'm totally looking forward to that. So I leave tomorrow. I am packed and ready to go. I've got my flip-flops. I've got three pairs. I've got a couple of swimsuits and some shorts and a mani-pedi, and I am good to go.
And I'm assuming that Angel Face is watching Squeaky Bear.
Angel Face is actually going to stay at my house.
Ah.
Tell him that I'm here. I've got food for her. I've got water, food and water for her.
It's gonna be like prison, basically, but with worse food.
And with a cat that goes.
Kidding.
So, what'd you say?
And a cat that goes, meow.
Yes. Although she's being quite behaved today. Yeah, so Ash is going to stay here at the house and babysit Squeaky Bear and watch whatever she wants, and so we are totally covered.
She's got to
Yay.
rack up them pay-per-view.
Touche, Teresa. I love that.
No, you don't. You made
Oh,
that.
I could share that with you.
Thank you. Not everyone gets to go to Hawaii.
A lot of people do. It's
Not
not the first time that anybody's ever been.
okay. We're a little saucy now that there might be some pay-per-view movies, I see.
I see Cabana Boys in my future.
Ah!
Oh, I have a story to tell you.
Tell me.
So my friend at work, I'm not going to name her name, but she left her husband. She did this a couple of weeks ago, and she left her husband because she saw me thriving and I'm doing okay, and it gave her the hope that she's going to be okay. And he was a bad man too. So she, and today she came up to me and she goes, "I just want to thank you again." She was going to pick up her bedroom set, her very first bedroom set that was all on her own, And it was just so empowering for her. And I was just like so proud of her. So, but it was just really cool because she was looking at my example.
Blazing a path and everything.
And I was just really proud of her. So
Yay, congratulations!
I'll tell you what her name is later, but or after. But so sweet.
Yay!
So with that, because I don't think I've done anything else other than pack and tan and
Buy
shop
groceries.
and groceries. Yeah. So with that, we are going to take our next break. You are listening to the Sit a Spell Show.
Tastes like Mexico. Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
And we're back.
Oh, God.
You've got four.
All right. The first one. If I can get to the top of the news, I will bring it to you. All right. The first
one. Cute as a button. Just a tiny little
I
button.
Practice in the mirror. Does fear drive kids' paranormal experiences? That is the first title. Night terrors and bad dreams are common among young children, and a new study found that some preschoolers who suffer from nighttime phobias have difficulty telling the difference between fantasy and reality. Children are often said to be more sensitive or open to psychic and paranormal experiences. The idea is that there is wisdom in the ignorance and inexperience of youth, and that adults rarely see entities or have such experiences because their minds have been closed off by logic and skepticism to the magic and wonder of the world. Or, to use another analogy, it's like in Warner Brothers cartoons when Wile E. Coyote or Elmer Fudd walks off a cliff but doesn't fall until they are told that they are not on land. And my mouse, where'd it go? Okay. Why children see ghosts. The trope of supernaturally sensitive children is staple of countless depictions in the media and popular culture. Ghosts and monsters usually make their presence known to young children. We see this in countless horror films such as The Exorcist, Poltergeist, and the film Mama, currently in theaters, which features two young sisters who communicate with an evil ghost the adults don't see. Real children reporting ghostly experiences, often at night, were also a staple of the popular long-running television show Unsolved Mysteries. Though some parents were initially skeptical, they soon came to believe that their child's accounts of seeing and interacting with ghosts and monsters were real and not merely imagination. Why would a child make up something like that, they often ask. Do you think that's true?
I think that can definitely play a part, but I also know that children actually can see. The reason I chose this one for you is because I knew that Teresa's going to definitely have something to say about this. Paranormal investigators, in addition to all of our other things that we do, we've seen it ourselves that kids are and had the proof that kids can see stuff, and we just block it out of them.
Well, my daughter saw ghosts since the time that she could walk. And I believed her every time she told me. It was really confirmed when she was 4 and we lived in our house in Northeast Minneapolis. And she kept telling me that there was this old man that lived in our house and he liked us and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, oh, okay. And our neighbor later was this really old woman who lived in the neighborhood for eons. And Alyssa had described this person that she was seeing to her, and her eyes got kind of big. And then she brought out some pictures and showed Alyssa, and she picked this guy out of one of the pictures. And she says, that's him. And apparently, that was the previous owner to our house who died on the porch. Sees him too. So he was seeing, you know, women walking down the stairs and period stuff and everything. So, yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy when you're in like, bent over the tub, kind of washing your hair quick, and you feel somebody standing behind you watching you, and it's like, But they were nice ghosts, so.
Good. We'll take nice every time. The second one. Wicker Man villagers fight to save their only church from developers. Remote Highlands Village, which featured in the 1973 horror film, has become embroiled in a real-life religious struggle. All right. The Wicker Man, Edward Woodward, as a devout Christian policeman, Sergeant Howie, walks along the palm fringe front of a remote Highlands village as he tries to discover the fate of a missing girl. That's in the movie, right?
Yeah, that's
okay. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a brilliant film.
Is it?
The remake is ridiculous.
Oh.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Oh, no, my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Ah!
Worshippers say there will be no place for christenings, weddings, and funerals, and elderly people will be unable to travel to other remote churches in the far northwest of Scotland. Villagers were angered to learn the church's graveyard may be included in the sale, in fear it will be snapped up by property developers. Feelings and religious rivalries run deep in this part of Scotland, and the tension over the future of Clacton Church is compounded by the fact that the followers are part of a church that split from the Church of Scotland in the mid-19th century. Despite the breakaway, the Clacton members of the Free Church of Scotland, fabled for strict adherence to the Sabbath and known as the We Freeze? Oh. Have been holding services in the church for more than 20 years under a lease agreement with the COS, which stopped its own service there last year. Really, I just wanted to read it because I'm Scottish.
And the Wicker Man was pagan.
Yep. There you go. Hey. Next news story. Carlson apologizes to Wiccans on Fox News. Hey, hey. Tucker Carlson apologized on Fox and Friends weekend today for a comment made about Wiccans last weekend, saying he never intended to offend. First off, it wasn't just one comment. It was a lot of them. Yes. He said, I also violated one of my basic life rules, which is live and let live, he said on the Fox News program. The Wiccans have never bothered me or tried to control my life. I should have left them alone. Sorry about that. Oh, did you feel that? That felt like a real apology. Not.
No.
Carlson made his initial comments during a segment last Sunday about the University of Missouri adding pagan and Wiccan holidays to its guide to religions. Every Wiccan I've known is either a compulsive Dungeons and Dragons player or a middle-aged, twice-divorced older woman living in a rural area who works as a midwife, Carlson had said. The comment prompted about 40,000 online petition signatures to change.org. Today's on-air apology follows one issued Tuesday on Twitter where Carlson said he was sorry for his pointlessly nasty remarks. Thanks.
Oh, and he also said that he knew better because he teaches his kids something like not to do that or some darn thing like that. Yeah, right.
The only reason for the apology is because it's an outcry.
Yeah, it was forced.
So it doesn't count if you apologize because you don't have a choice because you're busted and you look like a douche. It doesn't count ever.
And network is going, you better apologize.
Yep.
So thanks for the fake apology. And the last one, this new story, I was like, really? Okay. The title, a man tried to rob a bank after paying $500 to a wizard to make him invisible. Strangers, that is something most of us were taught by our parents or guardians at an early stage of our life, especially if the stranger says he's a sorcerer who can turn you invisible whilst you rob a bank. Unfortunately, for one man in Iran, he made the mistake of trusting a fake sorcerer who convinced him that he was invisible and could rob a bank safely. The man explained to the court that he had paid 5 million rials, just under...
It's about $500 in American money.
To a wizard imposter, who in return gave him a set of spells to tie to his arm. The fake sorcerer explained to him that the spells would make him invisible and that he could then turn and rob banks. The man's ill-fated attempt to rob the bank started to go wrong after he entered the bank and started randomly snatching money from the hands of customers before they decided to act quickly and overpower the ill-fated thief. The man told the court, I made a mistake. I understand now what a big trick he played on me. Really?
That's the mistake?
That's the mistake?
I'm gullible.
Oh, my Lord.
How is that the mistake? How about don't rob a bank?
Yes.
Hey, that's key right there. Oh, my God.
$500? That's no joke.
The fact that he tried to rob a bank because somebody said that they were going to give you magic spells to make you invisible. This is not Harry Potter.
No. Oh, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that that's even a news story, people. He's a grown man.
I love that it's a new story. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And I love when you do the news, by the way, because you're so animated and you're fun to listen to.
I don't know. My voice is kind of high-pitched. Also, I might have these allergy things going on. Allergies? Yeah. Yeah. So that's the problem. So if you're annoyed by that, I apologize. But the news links will be posted on our site.
Which you can go to citaspell.net.
Yep.
And I love it when she reads big words.
I know. Isn't it fun?
I'm getting better at it. I am.
Well, you're so animated. You're,
oh, no,
you're,
I meant the big words.
Oh, yeah, no, you're getting better at that,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
But literally, you're actually fun to listen to.
Thanks. You're just stroking my ego.
No, I mean,
it's very hard.
Do you girls want to hear something just almost as stupid as the wizard logic?
Yes.
FedEx makes no sense.
Tell me.
I had a package shipped to me from Chicago. I'm in Wisconsin. Our states are right next to each other. Why did the package have to go from Chicago to Texas to California to Oregon to Wisconsin? Why couldn't it? Because, you know, it's got that package tracking thing. Why couldn't it just have gone from Chicago to Green Bay to Sturgeon Bay? Why does that? You wonder why these places are going out of business. My package didn't need to travel the country to go from one state to another.
Did you ask them why?
No, I just kind of went. Whatever, it didn't cost me anything extra, so fine. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's confusing.
My FedEx guy today said I had pretty eyes.
Hey,
I kind of like FedEx today. And remember last week when I told you I had a Maryland moment twice?
So well, it was only last week?
I thought it was just last week. So today I'm wearing this dress again. It's not windy out. Everything is fine. So I'm in my office and I grab a file and it accidentally somehow, I don't know what I did, but I flashed my coworkers.
Wow. They love having you there.
They really do.
Were you wearing a thong?
Shut up, Josh. I wasn't wearing any. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No!
She went commando.
I did not go commando, especially after.
She's a classy lady. She wouldn't do that.
There's crickets.
Yeah.
So classy. So I'm just thinking maybe I shouldn't wear this dress anymore. Although, very cute.
Not unless you put lead weights in the hemline.
That might be the solution.
Mm-hmm. Shorts.
Shorts. I'll be wearing shorts tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, it just makes
sense. And, you know, it's going to rain the entire time you're there, Miss Brager.
Actually, I looked up the weather. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, and change. I think
for here, too, because I'm not going to be one of those people that says, ha-ha. I want you guys to have beautiful weather when I'm gone.
And what's the verdict?
You guys are not going to have terrible weather.
Okay, good.
You know what you should do, Ashley, since you're house sitting for Bear?
What?
If it snows, don't shovel it all and just leave it all for your mom when she gets back.
Oh, that's really funny, except I have a service. Ha ha.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Cancel the service that day.
No, doesn't work that way. I have a service. They cut my grass. They shovel my huge freaking driveway. If they didn't, I'd be hiring a cabana boy.
Oh god.
She's obsessed with cabana boys.
Can't do spells.
Oh, okay.
No, we're in a retrograde. We can't do spells, so we're specifically not talking about.
Sorry, magical people.
Yeah, you know we can't do spells during a retrograde because they could go horribly awry.
At least not until St. Patty's Day when it ends.
People.
And we just want to thank you guys for spending this hour with us. We are going to be back next week, same time, same place, except for me, I'll be in Hawaii. Mm. Yeah, she's going to smack me one of these times.
Yeah, I will.
Smack her for me, too.
Well, then she'll like it.
Hey. Oh. So, thank you so much for spending this time on the Sit a Spell show. It's been wonderful. We love you so much. And we know that we're getting more and more listeners every week. That's what Josh has been saying. So woo.
We're thinking about doing a contest. So we'll be discussing that
next week. And it's going to be awesome. So remember that you are absolutely perfect just the way you are. You are amazing. Go make a difference in somebody else's life. Go make somebody smile every single day and then report back because we love when we hear back from our listeners. And just be the wonderful person and the good person that you can be. Remember that you're perfect, you're amazing, and always remember, my darlings, always to take back your light. Blessed be, my darlings.
Blessed be.
And don't wear red socks in the hospital.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No, it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay together.
it's hard to find. It only makes it worse to live.